哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节。
Colossians 3:1-4。
哥罗西书第三章第一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。 基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。Therefore,
if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
主耶稣出来传讲这天国的福音的时候，
When Jesus came out to preach the gospel of the heaven,
有很多的人来跟着他。
Many people came and followed him.
在马太福音第4章第25节记载说，
In Matthew 4:25 it says,
当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。
And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan.
Oh, 如果你看英文翻译本 King James Version的话,
and if you look at the King James Version,
他说 a great multitude.
It says a great multitude.
所以 a great multitude, 换句话说, 有很多很多的人。
So a great multitude means many, many people.
从本地的, 从远方的,
From locally and from further out.
来跟从耶稣。
They came and followed Jesus.
所以这些人不只是犹太人。
So these people were not only Jews.
然后也包括这些外邦人。
But also Gentiles.
那么当主耶稣看到这些人群的时候，
And when Jesus saw the multitudes,
他就到山上去。
He went to the mountain.
开口地教导他们。
And he taught them.
所以马太福音第5章到第7章记载了耶稣对这些人的教导。So
from Matthew 5:7, they recorded Jesus' teaching to these people.
那么这三章经文也被称为是登山宝训。And
these three chapters are often referred to as the Sermon on the Mount.
那么主耶稣教导他们关于摩西的律法。And
Jesus taught them concerning the law of Moses.
对这些律法必须存有的态度，
and the attitude that they must have towards these laws.
主耶稣说人应当遵守和顺服摩西的律法，
and Jesus said that men ought to obey God's laws,
而不是在形式上来表达他们的信仰。
And
it's not outward or form or expression to represent your faith. 那么在这个登山宝训，
and so in Sermon on the Mount,
主耶稣谈到这个杀人的律法，
he talks about the law of murder.
他谈到这个犯奸淫的律法，
he talks about the law of adultery.
他也谈到这个离婚的律法，
and he talks about the law concerning divorce.
他也谈到这个禁食祷告的事情，
and he talked about fasting and prayer.
论断人，
to judge others,
忧虑， 还有等等的事情，
and many other things.
那么在这么多的教导当中，
and all these teachings,
那么其中是关于这个钱财的教导，
and one is about teaching about money.
所以在马太福音第6章第19节到21节， 主耶稣这么说，
so in Matthew 16:19-21, Jesus says,
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
他已经读了英文了，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
那么请我们注意第二十一节。
And let's look at verse 21.
我们二十一节有一个字，这个字是心。
And it talks about the heart.
那么这个心是代表我们的全人。
And this heart represents our whole self.
指我们整个人。
Our complete self.
也就是包括我们的感情。
And includes our emotions.
我们的意志。
Our thoughts.
我们的意念。
Our will.
所以主耶稣说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
And so Jesus says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
换句话说，我们的钱财在哪里？
In other words, wherever our treasure is,
我们的感情、我们的意志、意念都会在哪里？
Our thoughts, our will, our heart, our emotion will be there too.
那么主耶稣所说的，跟我们在哥罗西书保罗所说的有点相似和相关。
And what Jesus says is similar to what Paul says in Colossians.
然后特别在哥罗西书第三章第二节。
And especially in Colossians 3:2.
那保罗说，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Paul says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
然后保罗在这段经文里面劝勉我们应当求上面的事。
And Paul exhorts us here to seek the things above and not on the world.
应当思念上面的事。
We should think about the things above.
那么为什么圣经要求我们要思念上面的事情？
And why does the Bible require us to think about things above?
那么从今天我们所看那段经文一共有三个原因。
And from the passage that we read today, there are three reasons.
所以今天我的题目是心在天上。
And so today's title is A Heart in Heaven.
所以按在保罗的教导说，第一，他说因为我们已经死了。
So according to Paul's teaching, first because we're dead.
所以在三章第三节这么说。
So in chapter 3, verse 3 it says,
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
那么这节经文说明说，一个得救的基督徒已经死了。
And so here it says that Christian who is saved is already dead.
那么他的生命与基督藏在神里面。
And his life is hidden in Christ.
所以你们已经死了，他的意思是什么？
So what does it mean for you died?
我们知道圣经的教导说，一个人信了耶稣必须要受洗。
And the Bible teaches that a person after he becomes a Christian needs to be baptized.
所以受洗是有它的意义。
And baptism has its meaning.
我们除了在众人的面前见证一个新的生命。
Besides being a testimony before everyone that of their new life.
也象征一个得救的人跟基督一同埋葬。
And it also symbolizes a believer who is buried with Christ.
所以当一个人被浸在水里面的时候，
So when a person is immersed in water,
他跟基督一同埋葬，
He is buried with Christ.
并且归入他的死，
And has entered his death.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章讲得非常清楚。
And so Paul speaks very clearly in Romans chapter 6.
他说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death.
所以主耶稣不只为我们死，
So Jesus not only died for us,
我们也与他一同死，
We died with him.
我主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Jesus died for our sins.
啊，因此在罪上我们是算是一个死去的人。
So therefore we consider dead to sin.
与罪脱离了这个关系。
And we have separated our relationship with sin.
所以这个旧的生命已经过去了。
So our old life has passed away.
啊，已经死了。
It's died.
啊，现在的生命是新的。
And our new life, and we have a new life.
啊，是活的。
It's a living one.
那么曾经有两位这个少女很喜欢参加这个舞会和这个疯狂的聚会。
And one time, once there were two girls who were very interested in dances and parties.
那么后来他们信了耶稣。
They became Christians.
啊，得到这个新生的生命。
And they received new life.
那么从今以后，他们就停止参加这些舞会，还有疯狂的那个聚会。
So they stopped going to these dances and wild parties.
那么有一次被邀请去参加这个舞会。
And one time they were invited to a dance.
所以在回调的时候，他们写了这些字。
On the RSVP, they actually replied.
他说很抱歉，我们不能再参加了，因为我们死了。
Sorry, we can no longer attend because we died.
啊，所以一个得救的基督徒与基督一同死。
So a saved Christian has died with Christ.
啊，一同埋葬。
Has been buried with Christ.
那么以致他的生命藏在神里面。
So that his life is hidden in Christ.
所以他的生命不属于这个世界。
So his life does not belong to this world.
而是属于神的。
But it belongs to God.
所以我们的生命藏在神里面，说明这个生命是有保证的。
So our life is hidden in Christ means that it has a security.
啊，不会失去的。
We cannot lose it.
所以有一位希腊文的圣经学者Dr. T.A. Robertson 说。
So there's a Greek expert, a theologian who Dr. Robertson, he says,
他说我们已经在基督里，因此没有盗劫，甚至魔鬼撒旦使我们与神的爱分开。
He said that we're in Christ, so Satan himself cannot take us away from the love of Christ.
所以基督徒的生命是一个藏在神里面的生命。
So the life of a Christian is one that's hidden in Christ.
所以我们的心应当是在天上的。
So our hearts need to be above.
我们应当思念天上的事。
We should think about the things above.
而不是地上的事。
Not the things on earth.
如果你看保罗的话。
If you look at Paul.
那保罗是一个很好的例子。
Paul is a very good example.
啊，保罗在腓立比书说他宁愿与基督同在，他说这个是好的无比。
And Paul says that he would rather be with Christ because that's better than anything else.
啊，从这点里面我们可以看到保罗的心是在天上的。
So from that point, we could see that Paul's heart is in heaven.
然后还有你看腓立比书的时候，啊，保罗说他宁愿他愿意留在地上，是因为福音的缘故。
And if you look at Philippians, Paul says that he's willing to stay here on earth for the sake of the gospel.
因为他要完成神托付给他的使命。
Because he wants to finish what Christ has given him.
啊，把这个福音传给别人。
To which is the job of spreading the gospel to others.
啊，这个是基督徒当有的啊这个心态。
And this is the attitude that Christians ought to have.
所以你的心在哪里？
So where is your heart?
你思念的事情啊，是天上的事还是地上的事多？
Are you thinking more of things above or things on earth?
所以在几年前教会里面有一位年长的姐妹。
So several years ago there was an elderly lady at church.
我们都叫她阿妈。
We call her 阿妈。
啊，不孝一个母亲。
Charlie's mom.
阿妈是一个很爱主的人。
阿妈 loved Christ.
啊，在世的时候，她经常想念到天上的事情。
And while she was here on earth, she thought about heaven.
所以在她晚年的时候，她已经随时准备好要到那边去。
So in her later years, she was ready to go there.
因为他想他我想他知道那个地方比这个世界来得更美好。
I think she knows that that place is much better than here.
所以基督徒的心应该是在天上。
So a Christian's heart, ought to be in heaven.
所以保罗说第二点，因为我们在主里是一个复活的人。
Second point, Paul says that because we're raised in Christ.
在三章第一节保罗这么说。
In chapter 3 verse 1, Paul says,
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以罪带来死亡。
So sin brings about death.
但是耶稣基督带来给我们生命。
But Jesus brings life to us.
所以2000年前的时候耶稣被钉死在十字架。
So 2000 years ago, Jesus was nailed to the cross.
然后埋葬三天后从死里复活过来。
He was buried and he rose again on the third day.
所以主耶稣的复活代表生命。
So Jesus' resurrection means life.
然后生命是从主耶稣而来的。
And life comes from Christ.
他已经胜过了这个死亡。
He has overcome death.
耶稣基督就是生命。
And Jesus Christ is life.
那么圣经也说，信他的人能够得到这个永生的生命。
And the Bible also says, whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
所以在约翰一书第五章第十二节这么说。
So in 1 John 5:12 it says,
他说，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who has the Son of has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
还有在约翰三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And also in John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以永生的生命就是一个复活的生命。
So eternal life is a resurrected life.
而永生的生命按照圣经的教导不只是将来的生命也是现今的生命。
So eternal life according to scripture teaching is not just a future life but it's also a present life.
所以一个决志信耶稣的人立刻得到这个永生的生命。
And so person who comes to Christ and believes in him immediately receive this eternal life.
所以永生的生命从那个时候就开始了。
And so eternal life begins then.
我们都知道一个信耶稣得救的人有一天将会离开这个世界。
And we know that a person who believes in Jesus will one day leave this world.
但是圣经说一个得救的基督徒有一天也会从死里复活过来。
But the Bible also teaches us that a person who believes in Jesus will also resurrect again.
So 我们的身体你的身体跟我的身体
Your body and my body.
一天比一天渐渐的衰老。
It's getting older each day.
有一天就要面对这个死亡。
And one day we must face death.
我们最后被埋在泥土里面。
And we will be buried.
但是有一天得救的基督徒将会从死里复活过来。
But one day, those who believe will resurrect again.
圣经说得到一个不朽坏的身体。
And the Bible tells us, and will receive an incorruptible body.
所以一个信耶稣的人，他的生命已经藏在神里面。
So a believer, his life is already hidden with Christ.
那么有一天将会被显露出来。
And one day it will be revealed.
所以在这个帖撒罗尼迦第前书第四章，保罗描述到将来所发生的事情。
And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul describes what will happen in the future.
在那边他保罗描述到那些得救的基督徒有一天虽然他已经死了他将会能够从死里复活过来。
And so, it describes that even though a Christian dies, one day he will rise again.
而被提到天上去与主相遇。
And he will be lifted to heaven and meet with Christ.
那么注意在那些主里在主里还活着的人
And for those who are still alive,
那么他们的身体将会被改变
Their bodies will be changed.
与那些从死里复活的人 一同被提到天上去与主相遇。
And that will be lifted up along with those who has already died and believed.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第四节这么说。
So Paul says in Romans 6:4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以一个在主耶稣里有复活的生命的人，是一个有新生命的人。
And so a person who has been raised again is one who has a new life.
那么旧的已经过去了。
The old things passed away.
一切都是新的。
Behold, all things are new.
我们的感情是新的。
Our emotions are new.
我们的意志是新的。
Our wills are new.
我们的意念也是新的。
Our thoughts are new.
我们是一个新造的人。
We're new creation.
因此我们应当思念天上的事情。
So we must think about things above.
因为我们在主里是一个复活的人。
Because we are resurrected people.
我就好像这节经文下半句这么说。
And just as the second part of this verse says.
原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。In order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.所以在他这节经文说，我们既然是一个复活的人
，and just as we're a resurrected people，
我们的生命应当有新生的样式
，our life ought to be new。
所以一个得救的基督徒，他的心应当是在天上的。
So believer, his life should be, his heart should be above.
我们应当思念天上的事情。
We should think about things above.
第一个原因，保罗说，因为我们已经死了。
First, because we have died.
我们的生命已经藏在神里面。
And our life is hidden in Christ.
然后第二，保罗说，我们是一个复活的人。
And second, Paul says, because we are resurrected people.
并且有这个新生的样式。
And we have a new life.
然后第三点，保罗说。
And thirdly, Paul says.
有一天，因为有一天，我们将会与主耶稣显现在他荣耀里面。
One day we will be revealed in his glory.
所以在三章第四节，保罗这么说。
And so in chapter 3, verse 4, Paul says.
他说基督是我的生命，我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里面。
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
这个是谈到将来所要发生的事情。
And this is what will happen in the future.
所以保罗也在罗马书八章三十节这么说。
And so Paul also says in Romans 8:30.
他说一间所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those he predestined he also called, those he called he also justified, those he justified he also glorified.
所以根据这节英文这节经文，那些被称为义的人。
And so For this, according to this passage, those he called, he also justified.
义的人就是指那些得救的人。
Those who are justified are those who are saved.
他们已经得到这个荣耀了。
He is also already received the glory.
然后只是这个荣耀还没有完完全全的被显露出来。
Just that the glory has not been revealed.
然后主耶稣已经赐给我们这个荣耀。
And Jesus has given us His glory.
因为在约翰福音第十七章二十节，他这么说。
Because in John 17:22 it says.
他说你，他是指天父，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们。
I have given them the glory that you, which referring to Heavenly Father, gave me.
所以你们是指那些得救的基督徒，他们啊。
Them refers to the Christians who are saved.
啊，但是这个荣耀将会在主耶稣再来的时候完完全全的被显露出来。
And the glory will be revealed completely at the end.
我们按照圣经的教导说，现在主耶稣坐在神的右边。
According to the scripture, Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
然后有一天他将会再来，把所有得救的基督徒提到天上去。
And one day he will come again and bring all the believers to him.
所以当主耶稣显现的时候，我们将会与他一同显现在他的荣耀里面。
So when Christ is revealed again, we will be with him.
我们将会进入那个永恒的荣耀里面。
We will enter into eternal glory.
所以在提托书也这么说。
And so in Titus it says,
啊，教训我们除去不敬虔的心而世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日，等候那盼望的福，必等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
所以这两节经文说明，当我们等候这个盼望的福的时候。
So these two verses says that while we wait for the blessed hope,
那么等候这位至大的神和主耶稣基督的荣耀显现的时候
，and wait for the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ。
我们必须要除去我们那个不敬虔的心。
We must say no to ungodliness and worldly passions。
我们必须要除去我们这个世俗的心。
We must get rid of the worldly passions。
换句话说，我们必须要经常想念上面的事情。
So we must think about the things above。
而不是要思念地上的事情。
Rather than on things here on earth.
那这个地，这个世界只不过是一个暂时的地方。
And this world is a temporary place.
将会过去。
It will pass away.
那么圣经说，有一天这个地和这个天地的东西将会被烈火烧尽。
And the Bible tells us this world and the things in this world will one day be burned up with fire.
啊，这个是在彼得后书第三章的教导。
And this is in 2 Peter chapter 3.
然后之后神将会预备一个新天新地。
And afterwards, God will prepare a new heaven and new earth.
我们在那里启示录说，神将会擦去那些人的眼泪。
And God tells us that God will wipe away our tears.
啊，将不会有死亡。
There will be no death.
不会有悲哀，有哭号。
Will not be sadness or tears.
也不会有疼痛。
There will not be pain.
神将会永远的与他们同在。
And God will be with them.
你跟我在这个世界上，如果你是个得救的人，是一个客旅。
You and I, if you believe in Christ, we're merely travelers through this world.
那么在这个世界上，只不过是逗留一阵的时间。
And we're temporarily here.
不久就要到那个永恒的家乡去。
Not long from now, we will go to our eternal home.
所以希伯来书第十一章描述到一系列的这个信心伟人。
So in Hebrews chapter 11, it mentioned a series of spiritual greats.
那么这些人包括以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、约瑟、摩西和等等的人。
And it mentions Enoch and Moses and many other people.
他们因着信他们等候着神的应许。
And because of their faith, they are waiting for the promise of God.
这些信心伟人的家乡不是在地上，而是在天上。
And the home of these spiritual greats are not here on earth, but in heaven.
所以在希伯来书第十一章第十六节这么说。
So in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16 it says,
他们就是这些信心伟人。
They are referring to the spiritual greats.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
Instead, they were longing for a better country, which is a heavenly one.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他们已经给他们预备了一座城。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
A city of God.
It's a city of God.
那就好像在启示录结束的时候描述那个城。
Just as a city that was described at the end of Revelation.
那摩西是埃及的王子。
And Moses was a prince of Egypt.
那他是一个很有地位的人。
He had position.
他有权力，他有财富。
He had power and he had wealth.
但是我们看到希伯来书第十一章描述到摩西的信心。
But we see that in Hebrews it describes Moses' faith.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿的之子。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
因他想望所要得的赏赐。
For he was looking to the reward.
他因作信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
所以摩西的心在天上。
So Moses' heart was in heaven.
他思念上面的事情。
His thoughts were on heaven.
因为他知道这个世界将要过去。
Because he knew that the world will pass away.
是的，这个世界是暂时的。
Yes, the world is temporary.
我们这个身体也是暂时的。
Our body is temporary.
所以在哥林多后书第五章描述到我们的身体好像一个帐篷一样。
So in Colossians chapter 5, it talks about our bodies being like a tent.
我们有一天将会被拆下来。
And one day we'll be taken down.
如果你有去露营的话，你就明白圣经所说的。
If you ever gone camping, you will understand what the Bible says.
你去露营的时候，只不过是暂时的时间。
When you go camping, it's just a temporary thing.
你把这个帐篷设立起来。
You set up the tent.
然后过了一段很短的时间，你就把它拆下来。
After a short time, you take it down.
所以圣经描述到我们的身体好像一个帐篷一样。
So the Bible describes that our bodies is like a tent.
是暂时的。
It's temporary.
有一天将会被拆下来。
One day it will be taken down.
但是得救的基督徒将会换上一个永恒的身体。
But saved Christians one day will have a new body.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章这么说。
So Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说我们这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
That far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以就是基督在登山宝训的教导。
So, to what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount.
不要为自己的积攒财宝在地上。
Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth.
地上有虫子咬能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你的心在哪里？
Where is your heart?
你的心在地上还是在天上？
Is your heart in heaven or on earth?
你是否思念地上的事情多过思念天上的事情？
Do you think of things on earth more than things of heaven?
还是思念天上的事情多过思念地上的事情？
Or do you think more of things in heaven than on earth?
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
一个旧的基督徒，圣经说他是一个死去的人。
A saved Christian, the Bible teaches, is one who died.
因为他的生命藏在神里面。
Because his life is hidden with Christ.
他是一个复活的人。
He's a resurrected individual.
因为有一天他将会与基督一起显现在他的荣耀里面。
Because one day he will be revealed in glory with Christ.
因此他不应当思念地上的事情。
Therefore, he should not think about things on earth.
他应当思念天上的事情。
But think about things above.
他的心应当是在天上的。
His heart needs to be in heaven.
你的心在哪里？
Where is your heart?
你的心是不是在地上？
Is your heart here on earth?
还是在天上？
Or in heaven?
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
好像希伯来书第十一章描述那些信心伟人的信心。
Just as it describes in Hebrews chapter 11 of this, all the spiritual greats.
他们的家乡是在天上。
Their home was in heaven.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你赦免我们的软弱。
Please forgive us our weaknesses.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.